I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today's story, it's good to be Tony Romo. Tony Romo is leading a charmed existence. The former Dallas Cowboys quarterback turned CBS football analyst just signed a new contract to continue in the booth with Jim Nance for a whopping $17 million per year. Now, $17 million per year to talk about NFL football is more than he made during most of his time as quarterback of the Cowboys while ducking 300-pound linemen trying to take him down every play. Hey, nice job, Tony. He seems to be the ultimate right place, right time kind of guy. Coming out of high school in Wisconsin, Tony Romo made the All-State football team and also played basketball, golf, and tennis. Though he wasn't a highly recruited college quarterback, Romo did sign to play with Eastern Illinois University, which is at the time a Division I AA, now an FCS division team. Tony Romo's career at Eastern Illinois saw him set several school and conference passing records. He was the Ohio Valley Conference Player of the Year three times at Eastern Illinois. Despite such great success in college, though, Tony Romo was not drafted by one single NFL team back in 2003. However, his football career at Eastern Illinois was noticed by another well-known graduate of that same school, a man named Sean Payton. And at the time, Payton, who currently heads the New Orleans Saints, was the quarterback coach for the Dallas Cowboys. So Sean Payton brought in fellow Eastern Illinois grad Tony Romo into training camp, and Romo signed a free agent contract worth $225,000 annually with the Dallas Cowboys. How's that for good timing? Wait, it gets better. In Romo's first season in Dallas, he earned the third string spot behind two other less than stellar NFL quarterbacks. With apologies to Dallas Cowboy fans, Quincy Carter, who was later kicked out of the NFL for recurring drug problems, and former professional baseball player Chad Hutchinson, who had a less-than-stellar 2-7 record as an NFL starter, were those two quarterbacks in Tony Romo's way to the top. Tony Romo quickly progressed up the ladder and grabbed the Dallas Cowboys starting job a few years later. He played his entire career in Dallas and earned NFL All-Pro honors four different times. Unfortunately for Dallas Cowboy fans, the Romo years were filled with several winning teams, but without a return to the Super Bowl either. By the time he retired from the Cowboys at age 37 after the 2016 season, Romo's final contract with the Cowboys had climbed to about $18 million per year. Tony Romo has always been a hit with the ladies as well. At one time, he dated high-profile Jessica Simpson. During that time, Dallas Cowboy fans called her Yoko Romo, as Tony's on-field performance fell off. He married Candace Crawford, a former Miss Missouri winner back in 2010, and the couple now has three sons. The likable Romo was offered a contract valued at $4 million per year to join CBS and Jim Nance in the television booth beginning in 2017 as the color analyst for NFL football games on the network. Romo gained immediate recognition for his ability to predict key plays which were being run by teams on the field. Now, Jim Nance had been previously paired with another NFL quarterback, Phil Simms, for nearly 20 years. Simms, who was still under contract to CBS, was kind of moved out of the spot and into the network's pregame show as the CBS network took a chance on Tony Romo in the analyst spot with Nance. Just 3 years into his budding broadcast career, Tony Romo's timing worked magic for him yet again recently. ESPN's Monday Night Football broadcast team has been a mess for several years. Relative unknowns Joe Tessitore and former LSU and NFL defensive Anthony Booger McFarlane have been less than a well-oiled machine in the broadcast booth for the network's most valuable property. Enter Tony Romo. Romo's name was floated as a possible replacement at ESPN, but so was another big name, Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning has been playing coy about committing to the television broadcast booth since his retirement a few years ago. And now his brother Eli just retired from the New York Giants, so speculation is running rampant that the duo of brothers might be considering a broadcast television booth soon. CBS sensed a possible bidding war for Tony Romo's services. The network is scheduled to handle this year's Super Bowl game. So last week, Tony Romo signed a television contract extension with CBS Sports for a whopping $17 million per year for the next several years.
Excellent.
Now, how's that for good timing? For now, the duo of Jim Nance and Tony Romo seems to have a good chemistry in the booth. The hard-working Nance, who also handles golf telecasts for CBS as well, may have his hand outstretched soon, seeking a little bit more money for his job, too. Now, personally, I find Romo a little hard to take on the NFL broadcast, as he tends to talk a little bit too much for my taste. But then again, he is working with Jim Nance, who is smart, competent, but can be a little bit vanilla at times as well. Romo comes across as having fun in the broadcast booth, and apparently he has plenty of fans in the higher echelon of the television networks as well. Whether Tony Romo's talent in the television booth actually translates to increased ratings is debatable. Tony Romo's combination of impeccable timing and talent has done it again. He is now the highest paid analyst in television sports. And once again, it's good to be Tony Romo. I'm Swamp Swami, wishing I was Tony Romo. See you next time. Money, 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 money.